Moncrief on News Talk.
Artists can use all sorts of media in their work, but few of them use screws. But not Darren Timby. He's a graphic designer and uses thousands of screws to produce portraits of famous British people. Afternoon, Darren.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So, why did you start doing this in the first instance, using screws to make pictures?
Good question. Well, I'm a graphic designer of some 20 plus years now. I've always worked in pixels. If you zoom in close enough to a photo, on a photograph, you'll see thousands of dots or pixels. And I just came up with the idea one day of replacing those dots or pixels with screws. I'm quite handy with my hands, practical. I enjoy making things, so putting the two together just seemed like the next step to me.
Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. And so in terms of your palette, what colour screws do you use?
Yes, I try and break images down to four tones. So the white canvas is a bit of a treat. That counts as the first colour. The silvery zinc coloured screw counts as the light grey. The goldy coloured screw counts as the dark grey. And then you've got the black. So I try and stick to four shades.
And is there any particular... Do you prefer a Phillips head or what kind of screw would you prefer?
Yes, definitely a crosshead, Phillips head. I did start with an 8mm diameter screw in the early days, and I'm trying to squeeze resolution out of images is the key, really. So when you're using a pixel as big as an 8mm diameter screw, you've got to go large. So I'm now using a 7mm diameter screw, so I can get that, you know, I can keep everything as tight as possible within reason. So, but the end pieces still end up being 6 foot by about 3 foot. So, to answer your question, I do prefer a Phillips screw.
I would imagine so, because it must be quite painstaking in that you need to get the screws right beside each other.
Yes. So, I understand resolution. I'm good with maths. So, preparation is 90% of the work. So, the marking out is a lot of the work. The fun part is putting the screw in. But, you know, if you trust your artwork, you trust your measurements, that old saying of measure twice, cut once, or in this case, mark once, really pays off in the end.
Yeah, and is it a process of, like, you keep having to walk back and have a look at it from a distance? Because I imagine
Absolutely.
If you're right up close to it, you can't really tell whether you're making progress or not.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, the eyes and the brain does the work for you. So the further you stand back, obviously, pixelation becomes sharper the further back you stand. So as much as I've previously said, you know, to trust your artwork, there are occasions where corrections need to be made. You know, something doesn't quite look right, whether it's contrast or you've chose the wrong screw for that particular shade. But in terms of correcting your artwork, for a painter or a sketcher, it would be a case of rubbing out your pencil or repainting over your paint. In this case, it's removing sometimes as many as 200 to 300 screws and putting them back in again.
Ah, but then, I mean, and you're screwing them in. It's a piece of wood you're screwing them into.
Yes. The strength of the framework obviously has to be substantial to take the weight of this. Basically, it's just a big chunk of metal when you've got all them screws together. So, it's a composite. It's my own sort of ingredient of composite framework to try and keep the weight down, but also to maintain the strength. So it is predominantly wood, but there's other elements in there as well.
Yeah, but if you say, you know, and I'm sure this doesn't happen very often, but if you have to remove 200 or 300 screws, then have you damaged that part of the wood and it's going to be more difficult to put them back in again?
A good point. My markings won't change because I work on a grid basis. So those previous holes will just count as a pilot hole for the replacement screw.
Ah, yeah. Okay. And are all the screws exactly the same distance from the wood, or does that vary?
Well, the earlier ones, there was no. I didn't add any relief or depth to, variation to the screws. But recently, I think my last three pieces. So I've done a piece. It's out there that I've done Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, David Bowie, Amy Winehouse, Keith Richards, the Gallagher Brothers, now the Beatles, and local, well, Sunderland DFC legend Kevin Phillips. And the first time I changed the process or adapted the process for that particular piece was, like you say, I've put the screws, the silver screws tightly in to the board to create a lighter pixel. So I did mention I use four shades. In effect, I'm using five when I put that fifth colour, that silver screw, closer to the board. It becomes a lighter pixel because you're revealing more white behind it. So yes, when I want to create a lighter pixel than the silver, I put them tight in against the board.
How many screws per picture would you use on average?
Well, with graphic design, you're working in dots per inch, but in this case, you're working in screws per feet. So I have to pre-work out what's the minimum amount of screws I can get away with for this sort of canvas size to make it logistically possible to move the thing, because they are a bit of a weight. So it does vary, but on average, you're talking between about 9,000 screws to as many as 24,000 screws. But the first one, Marilyn Monroe, actually contains exactly 26,304. And I know that because the process I was doing at the time was just simply a grid of height times width.
Yeah.
But recently I'm using a white backdrop, so I don't fill the board anymore. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
So do you like rock? I assume you're not rocking down to B&Q and just buying boxes of them. You must have a builder's providers or someone who's getting them to you in bulk.
Yeah, I mean, I did fund the first couple of ones, and I have generous neighbours who had, you know, quality street tins full of old screws that they happily gave me. You know, they never used them, and I was recycling them. But recently, I'm grateful to be material sponsored by a company called JT Dove and Nordstrom Timber, so they supply all the screws and the wood for the framework.
Oh, that's brilliant! And so
it works great. I mean, especially with recent publicity that I've had, you know, they get a mention and they're happy. You know, there's a bit of exposure for them as well.
Yeah, and when you've done these pictures, generally speaking, do you sell them? Do you donate them to charity? What happens to them?
Well, they're all for sale. A lot of them are staring at me in the workshop every day. One of them, Freddie Mercury, ended up in a friend of mine. He smashed his kitchen out just to get it in on the wall, and he rebuilt the kitchen around the piece.
Crikey!
So that was dedication for you. Big, big Freddie fans, and it was a bit of a wrench to let that one go as well, because I really enjoyed doing that, as I did with all of them. But yeah, there's a local fine art gallery called Pigment and Toil in Sunderland. They've had a few of my pieces in to showcase them. They have had them on for sale. They haven't sold, but just to have people looking at them face to face is a thrill. And but the original goal, Sean, was to have one of my pieces displayed in a Hard Rock Cafe, and timely when Freddie was being made, and the Hard Rock Cafe Newcastle opened, and they showcased Freddie in there for his 75th. What would have been his 75th birthday at the time.
Ah.
So that was a thrill. You know, that was the ultimate goal. I thought, well, that's peaked. And after that was Elvis and Bowie also featured in there, just temporarily displayed on the stage.
That's fantastic. And so are you working on your next one now, Darren?
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a self-indulgent list as long as my arm that I want to work through. I've got some concepts ready. It's just a matter of dedicating yourself to the one that you pick, because obviously when you start these things, you're locked in for a couple of months. You know, each piece average takes about 120 hours, because I don't get to work on it every day. So I try and strip it down to hours. So from concept to putting the last screw in is about 120 hours.
Crikey. Well, we wish you the very best of luck with your next venture. Darren Timby, thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Sean. Great speaking to you.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.